Plymouth's Mark Oppett is a vintage radio collector, restorer, and owner of the online company Radio Parts, a supplier of replacement components for other antique radio enthusiasts. Mark is also active in the Michigan Antique Radio Club. It's an organization dedicated to preserving the history and knowledge of radio, television, and related disciplines, with a special emphasis on contributions originating in the state of Michigan. Club members present the annual Vintage Electronics Expo this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Lansing's Best Western Plus Hotel. They get up early. That's at 6820 South Cedar Street. Thousands of classic radios and other vintage audio and video equipment will be on sale to the public. Mark Oppett is publicist for the event, and WKAR's Peter Wharf visited Mark's home in downtown Plymouth yesterday to see Mark's collection and to find out more about his fascination with old-time radios.
Definitely by the time I was 15, I was into old radios and electronics. But by the time I got into high school, I took electronics class the first year I was in high school. And within a couple months, I was already repairing antique radios.
Tell me about some of those early memories of radios that you saw, sort of the first things that turned you on, listening to them, seeing them, getting inside of them.
Oh, it was a lot of fun at first, of course, because it's all new discovery, you know. And you think of, at that time, I was thinking of the 1920s being ancient history because I was 16 years old. So, you know, I would see something and think, oh, my God, this is from, you know, many, many years ago. And it's just a lot of fun to look at them and discover things. There were a lot of brands I'd never heard of before, like Atwater Kent or Crosley or these names that had disappeared. And every time I found one, it was like, you know, opening, you know, King Tut's tomb. You know, it was just a lot of fun.
Well, Mark, we just met over the phone a couple of days ago, and you very kindly invited me to your home here in Plymouth. Mm-hmm. And when I walked in, I just muttered to myself, wow, you have hundreds of old-time radios.
I wouldn't say hundreds, but I have a lot.
Dozens, scores,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah. I'm actually not one of the largest collectors in the club. There's people in the club that'll make me look like a piker.
Well, it's impressive. Can you show me a little bit of your collection and talk mm-hmm. about some of the radios, mm-hmm. the models, the years, and that sort of thing?
Well, radio collecting encompasses quite a wide range of things. It can be table radios, it can be consoles, and in both of those fields, well, in the table radios, there are quite a wide variety of materials that they were made from. As you can imagine, the cabinets range from the earliest plastic, which was called Bakelite. And that was invented in 1909. Radios basically came out in 1920, so the earliest radios had wood boxes with a Bakelite panel on the front and a flip-top lid so you could get at the tubes and everything, and they were battery-powered, and you would hook them up to either a set of headphones or a horn speaker. They were very primitive.
At the present time, Harding has collected more than 16 million votes against some 9 million for the Democrats. We'll give you the state vote in just a moment. But first, we'd like to ask you to let us know if this broadcast is reaching you. Please drop us a card, address station KDKA, Westinghouse, East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Talk to me about this group of Zenith radios mm-hmm. here on your shelf. Mm-hmm. These look like all the same model, but all different colors. Are these plastic or Bakelite?
They are some kind of a plastic from the 50s. That's a 1954 era model that you're looking at.
Zenith.
Yes. And those that was a time, as you know, in the 50s when colors exploded in the home. Right. And colors on cars started to become more vibrant. So it was an exciting time.
So you have a black, white, turquoise, maroon,
yes.
green,
yep.
red, and pink.
Salmon. You missed
salmon.
Salmon is the fun color there. You really don't see, you know, whenever you see a color like salmon, I think I got that one fairly early on. And when you see a color salmon in a radio line, you got to go, well, there's got to be a lot more than this, because they went through all the other stuff before they got the salmon, you know.
What's this up above the Zeniths? That's mm-hmm. a different model. It says Sentinel, I think. Is that
yeah.
Bakelite?
No, that, well, antique dealers call it Bakelite. They call everything Bakelite. But radio collectors delineate between specific plastics. And that plastic is something that's very cherished by collectors called Catalin.
It has a sort of a creamy, almost a pearl-like look.
The color looks like a pumpkin color there. Yeah. And believe it or not, but that was originally ivory when it was made. Ah. It ages to that color.
Really?
Yes, yes. And here, I'll turn it over for you.
Yeah.
If you look on the bottom of these radios, you'll see that they're yellow.
Oh, yeah.
And that's even not the original color.
Sure.
So
the color changes with light and
it oxidizes.
These are some of the tabletops that we're looking at right now. Now, would these be considered tombstones?
Yeah, those are. Yeah, these tall wood radios are what we call tombstones. They're pretty much any radio that stands taller than it is wide. Okay. Is called a tombstone, if it has a flat top, right, or a somewhat flat top.
And what are these two beauties we're looking at here?
This one's a Crosley 10-tube, which is the top of the line for that year, so it's their deluxe model, fairly hard to find. And what's kind of neat about this one, I actually found this in one of the booths at one of the radio shows. I happened to be in Chicago, and it was all beat up, and somebody had turned the taken the chassis out and turned it around. And so nobody really looked at what a great radio it was somehow. And it had been beat up so bad it had a hole in the face of the cabinet here. I had this cabinet restored. Can you see where the hole is? Or was?
I have no idea. No, I can't.
Right there. There was about a quarter inch by 1 inch size gash right in the face.
It just looks like a pattern in the wood or sort of a knot that basically matches the other side.
It's been blended in perfectly and you'd never know it was there.
Beautiful.
And in fact, there's kind of a secret with some cabinet finishers. You know what they use sometimes? Bondo. car putty. And if you get, I think there's a couple of different colors of it, but it will take stain and it'll look just like wood. This one's very rare.
I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, this one's extremely rare in that, it has another feature that radio collectors love, which is the tuning eye. And this will light up green when the radio comes on.
Wait a minute, something's happening. Some shape is rising out of the pit. I can make out a small beam of light against a mirror. What's that? There's a jet of flame springing from that mirror and it leaps right at the advancing men. It strikes them head on. Lord, they're turning into flames. Now the whole field's caught up by the woods, as far as the gas tanks and the automobiles are spreading everywhere. It's coming this way now, about 20 yards to my right.
It's got a beautiful dial and a beautiful grill, too, sort of a glockenspiel or lyre look.
Yeah, like harp. Right. You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And I don't have a whole lot of radios with a lot of fancy grill work, but they made, you know, a lot of stuff back then that was really outrageous.
It's very beautiful. Would you show me a few more of your more prized items?
Well, here, let's actually turn one on. This is a Spartan. This was made in Jackson, Michigan.
Right.
And you'll notice the name is spelled Sparton.
Yes.
And that's because it is the Sparks Worthington Company. So it's not Spartan out of, the team
MSU,
from
right?
MSU, right.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your support.
Groups opposed to same-sex marriage upset. Thomas Peters of the National Organization for Marriage.
When it comes to the issue of...
That's great.
Isn't that cool?
That's the Spartan, and this is a full-size console.
We call them consoles or floor models.
Floor model, right.
Right.
What other things are hardcore radio fans into that sort of the average person like me wouldn't be aware of, but would be interested in knowing?
They do like colorful dials, so that's, and you know, like this one is backlit here.
Yes.
You can see it is in like orange and red and green and yellow. So those are, that's a sexy feature.
Very.
Any other extra cool trim stuff on a radio, like this curtain effect on the wood on the corner? That's kind of neat.
I'm speaking with Mark Oppett today in Plymouth, Michigan. He's involved with publicity for the Michigan Antique Radio Club. Mark, tell me about some of the other things that people will see at the event on Saturday besides old-time radios.
Our members and the people who come to the show bring a wide assortment of stuff. Besides radios, you'll see televisions, you'll see audio equipment of all kinds, maybe turntables, record players, just all kinds of things. I mean, anything to do with vintage electronics starting in 1920 going up till about 1980. we highly encourage the general public to bring in any items that they have to something that we have called Radio Rescue. And we never know what the public's going to bring in, but it's like the roadshow of radios. Okay, so they can bring in, and we have experts, and it's free for them to get an evaluation.
Have you done this sort of thing before?
Oh, yeah. We do it every year.
What are some of the things that have come in that have gotten your attention?
We have, just like Antiques Roadshow, we've had some amazing things walk in the door.
And what sorts of things?
Well, the last year we had probably the most amazing thing of all, which was one of the two Holy Grail radios of all time.
We were talking about this on the phone the other day, and this is one of the things that you just sort of live to see.
Exactly. There are two radios that have ever sold over $50,000 in good condition, and this is one of them. This radio was found in a barn north of Lansing by a woman who actually knew it was there because her father had bought it at an auction, and her mother was getting up in age, and she was going through her mother's things because her mother was going to be moving. So she goes out in the barn and knows the radio is there, but she knows nothing about it. It had been put out there 10 years ago with a tarp over it. Well, unfortunately, the barn had a lot of gaps in it, and the tarp had blown off, and the thing had gotten very weathered. Still, she looks at this thing, takes a picture of it, goes online, tries to figure out what it is. And her jaw drops when she sees that this radio she has appears to be matching something that she sees online that sold for over $50,000.
This was the Spartan Nocturne.
Yes, the Spartan Nocturne, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a famous radio in radio collecting. It stands about 3 feet high. It's a blue mirror that's about 3 foot diameter. The radio is in a wood box behind the blue mirror, and the knobs and shafts and things come out through the mirror. And on the face, you see chrome strips. And it is Art Deco to the max.
Think of a Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers dance scene. This would be the radio.
In a grand ballroom.
Yeah.
In a hotel.
Right.
In Miami. Okay? Perfect. That's as far as you can go for Art Deco. Let me show you a picture of it.
I've
got one. This is the exact radio as it was presented at our auction. You can see on the face the chrome is all rusted.
Yeah.
But it's all there.
Oh, that's the actual radio.
That's the actual radio. Here's a picture of one of our club members hauling it with a hand truck. And this was brought to our auction last year. She called us in advance, luckily, and told us that she had it. And our club members went out and got it, brought it into the show, and we had it listed in our auction listing, so it got good publicity. Collectors came from all over the country to bid on it. It sold for $34,000. Yes. Even missing a knob.
Mark Oppitt is involved with the Michigan Antique Radio Club. Their expo takes place in Lansing this Saturday, starting at 7 a.m. Mark, thanks so much for the time and the tour.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wolf.